Hi guys, we are back with another episode of Mostly Uneducated Opinions. Today we are without a female, which some would rejoice and some would be sad about that. So today we got, well, Sharad and Clint.
Hello.
A little bit female.
Hello again. Yep.
Some of the things that come out of Sharad's mouth are pretty fucking female.
I knew some of the stuff would come and bite
female
me again.
This morning's, nah, jeez. I don't want to do extras.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not that that might get us cancelled though. Females what? Sometimes do extras.
Yeah, they do extra. They do extra.
Just not Sharad. Don't cancel us. That started off bad.
Clint, maybe move that a bit closer. Breathe into it a little bit more.
Breathe into it more?
Yeah.
Well, you want me louder.
Yeah, we want you louder.
Okay.
Want you in my ears.
All right, guys. First topic. We started a new program last week. Summarize it for yourself, Sharad. What's going on with you?
Epic. It's been so good so far. I was just thinking about before I came here. It's... I'm actually finding this almost harder than a 1RM.
Yeah.
Like, because the working percentage is pretty high.
Yeah.
And then the rep range is decent. Like, today's squats.
Yeah, that was...
we were all broken.
That fucked me.
But I think Valhalla is... this is the most interesting complex one you've put together yet.
Mm.
And then there's also a lot of variations that we haven't done for a long time.
Mm. So Valhalla is Olympic lifting and powerlifting in one program. It's quite hard to program because there's two like different sports essentially to put together and you've got to make them work. And they're both like usually complete opposite ends of the spectrum because Olympic lifting is like fast and low weight and then powerlifting is heavy and big weight. So they're opposite ends of the spectrum and then they just fuck your nervous system for that reason. So we run two programs and the other one is Adonis, which is look good naked. So Clint's doing that one at the moment. Give us your summary of your first week.
Loving it. Do I look good naked yet?
Not yeah, when you take your shirt off, I'm like, damn, son.
It's nice,
it looks good, yeah.
That skinny fat's disappeared pretty quick.
Dude, your midsection cleared up, eh?
Okay. Yeah, still got a fair bit to go about, eh? There's still
yeah, but that's just weekend fun.
Yeah, it is. And beers. Lots of beers. I love the program, eh? Works for the body. The not so much DOMS. I mean, there's always DOMS, but soreness-wise, this Adonis definitely suits my body much better than Valhalla, eh? I think Valhalla just hurts the joints.
Yeah.
Like, even when we did Ollie... when was it? On Friday? The Friday session?
Mm.
That was a tough session, eh? Just on the joints. And all we did was power cleans.
Yeah.
I definitely prefer doing powers over like fulls, that's for sure. But yeah, the program's working perfectly for me, eh? The previous cycle was good as well.
Yeah. And Clint, you were using CJC, hypermorelin, the peptide.
Yeah. So
tell us about it.
Yeah, CJC. So it's a natural peptide, I guess you could call it. So what it does is just makes your body produce more of the hormones for that particular peptide. So
what is it?
That particular peptide is a muscle growth or muscle
growth hormone, isn't it?
Growth hormone, yeah. Yep. So I don't know the actual scientific term. I'm sure the hormone's probably called CJC1295.
Mm.
But what it did for me was I did a 4-week cycle. I think you can do up to 10 weeks. No post-cycle therapy and all that. For me, I put on 2 kilos of muscle mass, and then with that was 1.5 kilos of body fat as well. But my body fat percentage only went up like 0.4%.
Mm.
So I don't know how that worked.
Do you feel like you put on more than 2 kilos?
Yeah, but after my shoulders and chest definitely for sure. But even I think that would have been from the program as well.
2 kilos in 4 weeks is good.
Pretty
that's
good.
That's a good gain, even for someone like
of muscle.
Yeah.
Isn't that massive?
Yeah, it's massive.
Oh, really?
Do people put that on in 1 year?
Really? I was thinking, I was expecting more.
Really?
Yeah. And so it's been.
It's not steroids, though. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing.
So I get it was definitely slower. But I did the scan before. Obviously, I took anything, and then 4 weeks after, I didn't do any scan in between and whatnot. If I did another cycle, I'd probably do a scan. In between as well,
mm-hmm.
just to see, I guess, how quick it's going. But I was eating everything as well. I was eating probably 3,500 calories. Wasn't tracking, but just using usually what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it worked hand in hand with the program, eh? I think the programming at the moment is just key.
Good fun. Yeah, so peptides are kind of like in the middle of steroids and supplements, like in that kind of gray area, which, what's his name, Huberman said on a podcast. So CJC is, yeah, a growth hormone which naturally occurs in your body. It basically puts you back to the levels you have when you're 16.
Right.
So when you're like 16 years old, you're just pumping and everything's growing, bones, you know, like all that shit. So it kind of gives you those levels back. So it stimulates you to get to that level while you're using it, and there's no long-term effects.
Mm.
The only side effect is, as Sharad has mentioned a couple of times, it you know, it elevates everything and grows everything. And if you have cancerous cells, it can elevate that. And that's what Sherrod scared me with. So I was doing it and I did a week and then Sherrod was like, you'll get cancer and die. So I stopped and I was freaking out about it. Yeah. I went to the doctor, got blood tests, and she was like, chill the fuck out. There's nothing wrong
with you.
You're not dying. So I started yesterday again. So for like the 400th time, and see if I can actually finish the cycle this time without.
How many weeks did you do last time?
I did one.
Oh, just the 1 week?
1 week.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then I stopped taking it because I was freaking out.
So what's a full cycle?
Up to 10. It's 4 weeks as the usual, but up to 10 weeks. So you can do, I don't know how they last because obviously it comes in 4 week cycles. But, that is.
So
the
would
recommendations
you
is up to 10 weeks.
Solid.
Solid.
Yeah.
Day in, day out, twice a day. I did no alcohol as well.
No, you didn't.
So my previous.
For the first 2 days.
Hang on, boys. Yeah. Nah, so the previous peptides, the muscle repair one, the BCP157 and the TB500, which are muscle repair and ligament repair and tendon strengthen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That one there, I did full no alcohol with because I was like, nah, that's actual full blown injury. So took it a lot more serious. This one here, I didn't do free alcohol and it still seemed to work just as good. I'm sure it probably would have worked better without alcohol.
Mm.
But
what's the longest you've been without alcohol?
Would have been on that, either the army, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Or how long was that? Yeah, that was only 4 weeks, that peptide cycle as well. So 6 weeks through the army.
Man. Imagine how good you'd feel and look.
Yeah, it was good. Came back really skinny though.
Really?
Yeah, real skinny. I think like 82 kilos.
Sharon, what's the longest you've been without piss?
Oh, like even just a beer?
Yeah, a beer.
Oh, yeah, probably 6 weeks or something like that. But like now, even like every month, I'd probably only have tops 2 pints in a month.
Do you go out and get smashed or only at my bucks?
Oh, your bucks was probably
still
like,
managed to leave early, but
yeah.
Yeah, I always do a Houdini, eh?
Yeah.
Although this weekend, I had quite a bit to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like the whoop just says you're gonna die. Like I wake up in the morning, I'm like, this is why. You just have a shit sleep. It just compounds. Sucks, it's not then and there. Like I had fun, but then it's just like the next day. It's just average.
Yeah.
Not interested in feeling that way.
2 weekends when I had the 2 weddings in a row. That was tough on Sunday. I'm 26 and that hangover.
Yeah, dude, you missed took a week off.
Yeah, I thought that
from
ended me.
From hangover.
Fuck, man.
Ice bath.
Oh, dude, fuck that.
Ice bath worked a treat.
Yeah, I went and had an ice bath yesterday when I got home and I was like.
Yeah,
good
day.
Sorted.
Sorted you out?
Yeah.
I think it's the instant dopamine hit. You just feel, you always feel good after an ice bath.
Mm.
So you feel hell shit after obviously drinking beers, you walk in there, have an ice bath. Obviously, it's very hard to do, but the feeling after, you almost forget you're hungover.
Yep.
How about you? How much do you drink?
Fuck all. Never. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I should have a beer because I've had it one of those days, and then I'm like, don't be that guy.
Do you need? Yeah. I've never been that type of bloke where.
Yeah.
I've had a big day. I'm gonna have a beer. Well, I just drink on the weekend if I'm going out social.
Yeah, I don't understand that piece.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll when I got divorced when I was 28 or something.
Yeah.
27. I was having like half a glass of scotch before work.
Yes, let's go. That's a good day.
Yeah, honestly, I went through a little bit of a dark patch there for about 3 months, and I was I was waking up and I was having like half a glass of Glamorangie, and then like jumping in the car and like going to work, like just to sort of like just to. It was not good.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of something there for you.
You would never do that, eh? First, yeah. I mean, I've never been. Don't get me wrong, I love beers, but if I could. If I'd never had to drink ever again in my entire life, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
As long as I can smoke.
Yeah, the closest I've got to that is I used to do like weekend benders and then coach on a Monday. Just like barely slept.
Yeah.
You would have just been a piece of shit on the Monday, huh?
Yeah, it was a piece of shit, but like, because you're so young, you just like,
you get on with
it's
it.
Fun. Like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, this is hilarious. I haven't slept. And then your clients would be like, oh, you haven't slept? Ha ha ha. Like, how cool. And now I'm like, it's fucking lame.
Yeah. But it's also like, you'll probably be single then.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if you're not out, and about, there's not many people that can go out and about and socialize and pick up and like in the single world and not drink.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's not many people like that.
Well, you have to kind of go, I mean, you don't have to, but it's either what, meet someone on Tinder or go to the pub. I'd much rather prefer to go to the pub. I feel like you'd meet someone more real.
Yeah, yeah. I also, like, on that's nights gay. Out, you'd never meet chicks.
True,
because like, you'd never take them home. Yeah. It was always like there'd have to be like many meetings.
I thought that was just me. That was just useless. But you're right. It was always via another avenue, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a friend of a friend.
And it was via a text. It was via this, and it was like you're right.
I forget actually. Yeah, you met Steph on Tinder, right? It clearly fucking worked pretty well for you.
Yeah, it worked. That was honestly the first girl I met off Tinder.
Never once downloaded the app, eh? Never had to.
No, I've never had it.
Only since 16, eh? So.
Yeah, bro, there was some fucking feet on there, eh? It was just not the qualities some, were yeah. it was not
Duggan's on it now, and like he still sends me screenshots of some of the stuff. Yeah.
A lot of catfishes on there, eh?
Yeah.
Proper mingers, eh?
I mean, I'm sure there's probably the same blokes. There's blokes probably on there who'd have a good photo, and then you meet him in real life, and that's...
Yeah, but dudes are like less likely to do it for sure. Like, I'm not putting up some photo of me when I'm 20.
Oh, it's pretty. I think
look how shredded I am, bitch.
It's definitely harder as a man to catfish. Oh, like just because we don't have the
filters and shit.
Well, even just makeup and shit. Like we just sort of we're
kind
of
is what it is. You know, that's what I look like.
Just got a roll today. Best you can do is.
I feel like I look better in person though.
You look better in person.
Yeah,
you're a pretty good looking.
I feel like that. Well, are you asking me if you would do?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Am I gay now? Like kind of
would
worried.
You bang me?
I'm too scared, yeah.
So, peptides, you should get them off BioVate Labs, which is a Melbourne company. That's who we all went through.
No, we're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored, but hit me up.
Yeah, I've actually just got my dad on it, finally.
Did you?
a year. When did we do the BBC?
About then.
How long ago did you break your wrist? About a year ago?
Year and a half now.
Yeah. Since then, pretty much, I've been trying to talk Dad into it because he's got all sorts of fucking issues from fucking head to toe, ankles and knees and shoulders and hands and all that. So finally, talked him into it. So it'd be interesting to see how he goes. He's 61 years old, and he's got a lot of fucking issues. So we'll see if it works for him or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my dad. He won't listen to me.
Yeah?
He's like, what do you know? And I'm like,
why would you get your old boy on it?
Because he's got like osteoarthritis in his hip. He's got like a fucked back.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, just like start charging test or something. Like, get like test replacement therapy, TRT, and get on the peptides. And I'm like, you don't have that many good years. You might as well send
what's
it.
The what's, yeah,
like,
what's the
risk? That's what I said to Katie. I was walking to the coffee van yesterday. And I was like, I think when I'm like 70, 80, I'm going to get on Dianabol and that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
who
just
cares?
Send it. Yeah.
It's fucking, well, even if I was in my 50s, just get on TRT. Just may as well fucking.
There's no risk.
May as well. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever's there can just grow.
What happens,
Do they do an oral version for the tip of the spears like myself?
Yeah.
I'm not using that either.
I don't think it's good for your liver, eh?
So the guy we know, it's not good. There's a guy I know, you guys would know him as well. I won't drop his name, but he's on like the testosterone gel and you put it under your armpits.
Yeah.
And your body just absorbs it.
Yeah, he's doubled his testosterone.
Well, they do say the skin is the top.
Jared's like, hook me up, bro.
No, I'm like,
they do say that skin's the biggest organ. So I guess I don't know about that, the whole topical thing, because you can get it for the CJC as well. But I think needle would be the way to go if I'm going to do it.
The problem is I've heard this a few times, people on the topical ones, when you've got kids and then you hug your kids.
Yeah.
And then
Theo's just jacked.
Yeah, no, the kids start getting like growing facial hair and shit. So you have to put it where he doesn't touch you. So probably, I don't know where. Yeah.
There was, that happened in America. Some dude's kid, they thought it was a medical thing.
Yeah.
But so they took him to the doctor and then did all these tests. And then they turned out that
your dad's on the juice.
He turned out he's got all fucking big back hair and shit. He's like some 6 month old. Mm. That'd be hilarious. Hey, my kid's jacked.
Just
what's
Theo's
going on here?
Jacked.
Yeah, I think the more we speak about that, the more. Once again, I wouldn't do it from a strength point of view because, like, I feel that that just comes from us like training hard and following a program. It's more being able to constantly do the program. So, like, my knees, my elbows, like my elbows since we've been doing Valhalla, they're just in pieces.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, when I did the CJC and started jiu-jitsu back in the same week alongside testing week, if I wasn't on CJ, I don't think I would have fucking been able to do double sessions, eh?
Mm.
But now, 3 weeks in now.
We'll see how you go once you come off.
Well, I'm off CJ completely.
Yeah, okay.
I've been for 3 weeks now. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, that went quick, man.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So see how the body holds up for like say a month worth of these double sessions.
Bro, you shouldn't even be touching this yet. You're still like 25.
Yeah, you're like,
there's
like 21, bro.
27, 26. There's no testosterone in it, so it's completely healthy. Thanks, Jared. I want to get jacked, bro.
So, CJC, anyway, Biovate Labs, jump on their website if you guys want to check them out. You have to talk to a doctor and go through a full consultative process if that's something that you would like to look into. I would recommend it.
Absolutely.
I'm not your doctor, but, you know, if you
but want to... But I am looking jacked.
Yeah, but if you want to get anywhere in life, you know.
Follow these steps.
If you want a power snatch 85.
Step it up. Let's talk about this Brian Johnson mug versus Gary... Brecker, so,
yeah. So
I think Clint sent it to me, and he claims he's the world's healthiest man, but he looks like Casper.
Yeah, very strange looking bloke. So
let's get him up on our phones.
Like a vampire.
Yeah, it's so Brian Johnson. He's a self-claimed healthiest man on earth. So he's actually claimed that himself. He's the founder of Blueprint, which is his so-called anti-aging protocol. Apparently, he's spent millions and millions on it. Apparently, it's the thing that's supposed to be working. So his thing is, he says, obviously, everyone normal ages 365 days per year.
What?
Where?
So they normally age 365.
Like okay. Yeah, you age 1 year every year, obviously. But mm-hmm. for him, he only ages 277 days. So he's saving a quarter of a year.
How old is this dude?
Not actually too sure. I didn't see that, actually. I think
he could be fucking old.
But he looks strange, eh? So he's got pale skin. He's got very dry-looking skin as well. He's got kind of off-coloured hair, like brown off-coloured hair.
Yeah, it's kind of wrang
up. Kind of looks like he's got makeup on.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a girl.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. He's jacked, bud. He's seriously jacked. And he has, like... I think he said he got down to 3% body fat or something, which I'm sure you probably know that's near, like, impossible to do.
Yeah.
So he says that his way, obviously he's got lots of ways of doing it, but his main way of slowing his aging process down is getting up straight away out of your bed, not snoozing your alarm,
because mm-hmm.
apparently that releases some chemical
check.
In your brain.
We do that.
Yeah, check. And instant UV light. So obviously that's pretty hard for us because we get up quite early, but he has this particular machine where he switches it on in his bathroom, and it gives him the same UV light as what the sun would.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you guys, would you guys spend, say, $500,000 if it was going to save you 3 to 5 years down the track?
Definitely.
You would?
Fucking oath. So would you?
Fucking oath.
You'd spend $500,000 if you...
For an extra 5 years.
At 85, you'd die at 90?
Yeah, man.
What are you going to get out of those extra 5 years?
Well,
when you're that
just
old?
To think about it, you're surrounded
by... 5 years of waiting.
Well, I'm probably going to get ridiculed for this, but... at that time, you're surrounded by your grandkids and all that other good shit in life.
Fair. Yep.
Tim's right. Like, oh, you're so gay.
Because I was wondering, I was like, you know, fair enough, if I was could have an extra 5 years between 30 and 40, that'd be wicked. But I feel like when I'm 85, I'm pretty fucking old and my bones and joints are going to be fucking pretty hurting quite a bit. So do I want to live to 90? For $500,000,
yeah, because you'll be on the fucking peppies. Yeah. you'll be absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, but like, you know, when we get to that level, we're talking like the technology of you know, think about how every 10 years technology like triples.
Yeah,
we're gonna be able to get a new body at that time.
Well, yeah. That brings me to transplant this other dude,
yeah,
Gary Brecker, who's the founder of 10X, 10X health system. So I believe definitely he is correct in what he's doing compared to this Brian Johnson bloke. He's not really backed by any science
and accessible. Yeah, really accessible.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, Gary Brecker is very accessible. I'm pretty sure it'd be very expensive. But you go there, you basically do a blood test, and he doesn't do it anymore, but he can tell you when you're going to die purely through the blood tests. You can definitely go into depth on his Instagram page rather than trying to find out information from us. But Gary Brecker is a human biologist and a legit biohacker. Dana White, who's the UFC president, he did his blood test because he was very unhealthy. Obviously, there's a very high stressful job, life and all that.
Mm.
So he went and saw Gary Brecker, and Gary did a test on him and said, look, you're going to die in 7 years. These are the steps you need to take to change that. Now you look at Dana White and he's fucking jacked.
You saw the jack photo yesterday. Yeah.
I actually wanted to talk about this.
Completely reversed his life. He's now extremely healthy. He doesn't have diabetes anymore. Doesn't have a huge amount of stress issues, all that type of good stuff that comes along with that life. And it was all... to do with Gary Brecker, 10X.
Oh, I'm going to check him out. Did you see... Oh, man, I saw the... So, Trump. Who else was at the UFC?
Trump, Dana. Kid... what's his name? Kid Rock. And...
Theo Von was there. Everyone's
I saw the photo and it was like the left wing's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was some other bloke. I can't remember his name. Kid Rock, Trumpy.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
JRA, yeah, yeah. Joe Rogan's always there. Trumpy, yeah. So what does that mean? We're going to get off track for you.
But, yeah, but I saw, like, he walked in and everyone was like, Trump.
They were like, yeah, USA.
Chanting him. And then the guy that won, Masvidal.
Masvidal, yeah.
Yeah, was Masvidal. Like, best president of all time.
Yeah.
And fuck, everyone was like cheering and shit. Yeah. And I thought, fuck, this is so weird. You didn't see it on the news, though.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So I actually thought of this yesterday when I was watching the UFC. So at the UFC, there's, I don't know what number it is, say 30,000 spectators. There's 30,000 people there chanting for Trump. So clearly a lot of people there, say 90% of people like Trump there.
Mm.
What we see on the news, though, is everyone hates Trump. You know what I mean?
Not if you're watching Fox News.
Yeah. But it seems like, is the news like lying? I mean, they clearly are. Yeah,
obviously,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just narratives. But you know what I mean? It's just narratives.
But so, I thought Trumpy was arrested.
Yeah, I thought he was in prison.
So he was going through his court case through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, last week, and then now he's out. Is he allowed out?
Bruv, I must say, he looks good for 80.
Trumpy? Yeah. Is he 80?
80 this year.
Very helped with a lot of tan. And a lot of
yeah, but like, he still looks good. Dude, he was walking around like he was 30.
Have you seen his missus?
Which one?
Well, the one, just the hot one. She'll keep you young. Stormy.
Yeah, yeah, Lander,
Stormy's a side gig. Yeah.
Side piece.
He's extremely sharp as well, eh, for an 80-year-old. Yeah. Compared to Biden. Biden's, what, 86?
Yeah.
And Biden talks about ice cream.
Yeah, but you're like, what's worth living at 80, man? You'd be running the free world.
Yeah. Could be.
And you got your place in, is it Mar-a-Lago, whatever it is?
And you're fucking hitting that piece of
have
meat
you heard
every week.
He's spent so far on... Have you heard us how much he's spent so far on his, or he's going to be spending on his court hearings?
No.
Trumpy? Hundreds of millions, his son reckons.
Really?
Yeah, hundreds of millions.
Why hundreds of millions?
Well, because obviously it's going to be a huge case, and the government's just going to try and bleed him dry. You know, the normal people, you know, you go to court, you're not going to, you can't really back yourself for much, but these very wealthy dudes.
He'll have the best lawyers.
On the top of the top. He'd have 10 fucking lined up, the top of the top.
Bro, he's not getting charged, man. I always have this, like, family debate with my dad, and he's like, he's going to get charged. And I'm like, he's not,
he's not,
man.
I was listening to, he had Donald Trump Jr. on this podcast with the Nelk Boys, these couple of young cunts in America.
Yeah,
and Donald was saying, Trumpy Jr. was saying, this has been going on for years and years and years. They can't get him, so they won't get him again.
Nah.
They've just got to spend a lot of money, too.
They're just doing it because the election's coming up.
Yeah.
So, with the election coming up, should we make a prediction? Well, if it's not Trump, do you think Republicans are going to take it?
Yeah, who Ted Cruz is like in the running as well, isn't he?
I think you're going to see Republicans back in the White House.
Yeah.
Because this Joe Biden is like, I think Americans know right now that they're just the laughing piece
of the world.
They might try and get Kamala Harris fucking running it. She's worse than Biden, eh?
Yeah.
Have you seen her? You should have seen her fucking doing this after match speech. So there was a NFL team that lost, and she came in and she did the old fucking standard lefty. Great job, guys. We all participated. We all did as hard as
fuck
we could.
Off.
And everyone, like, these are all grown fucking men in there, like NFL stars, like superstars. And you can see they're all sitting there going,
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they didn't get into that room via participation certificates.
Yeah, we don't need a participation award. Yeah. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they are the tip of the spear.
Literally,
like me.
What Jared tries to get.
Yeah, I'm the handle.
Boys, I just want to touch on this Brian Johnson bloke again because I just fucking remembered it. He's got this special machine called a HIFEM, which I want to fucking get your viewpoint on this, Tim.
HIFEM?
HIFEM.
Like F-E-M.
H-I-F-E-M. Yeah, high frequency.
Oh, they say highly feminine.
So he hooked it up to his abdomen, and within 30 minutes, it gives him the equivalent of 20,000 sit-ups by... electricity fucking shots.
Mm.
Have you seen machines like this?
I have, yeah. I got hit with them on like Facebook ads. They're like, do this and you'll burn 800 calories in an hour. You got to sit in the machine. I'm like, might as well just go for a walk.
Yeah. Like, but are those things, you know how it zaps, is that technically doing the same as a scientific
like,
wise?
I'd have to see like the research on it.
Yeah. But I can't imagine so, because obviously they're like research from what I see, just a very basic version, but is obviously just because the muscle's contracting.
Mm.
So therefore, the muscle is going
to
get
stronger. From that point of view, like you could see it working, but I'd have to see like
20,000 sit-ups in 30
data,
minutes.
Data on
I
it.
I mean, he does look jacked again. So
how much is it? The machine?
Oh fuck knows. It'd be $1 million or something.
Really?
But so there was another study he did for erectile dysfunction.
Mm.
So he hooked up this machine, this electricity machine, to his fucking pelvic area. He called pelvic region, and he said it had massive benefits. He had longer lasting. Erections and more erections throughout the night. And I'm sitting there going, are you waking up just in the middle of the fucking night going, oh, there's a fucking hard on?
Mm.
Tally that one.
Do you sleep with a hat on? Do you guys?
I wouldn't say go to bed.
Generally wake up with one.
Yeah. I think that's pretty standard. Most blokes wake up with morning wood if you don't have.
But every now and then you'll wake up in the middle of the night and there's one there.
Yeah, I wouldn't fucking go, oh, there's one. Tally that.
No, I don't tally it.
That was a strange one. But yeah, apparently that's fucking.
I need to look into the machine, but it sounds plausible.
Yeah. Well, I see all those type of machines on fucking, yeah, as you said, ads and all that, where you hook it up to your knee if you've got knee fucking pain or not. And apparently it's good for your knee. My old physio just said it just tricks your brain from thinking, oh, there's pain there. Sorry, there's no longer pain there because I'm feeling it fucking get zapped. Which I'm like, yeah, sounds about right.
Let's jack it up. So let's talk about your warm-ups, Clint, because, I mean, you were a basket case of injuries 6 months ago and all of a sudden you're not and you're on steroids and doing fucking crazy stuff. So, like, what was the catalyst for change here? Like, what happened and how did it work?
So previously, I think, like, I was doing warm-ups, but they were kind of just not really a warm-up for anything particular. So, obviously, then I injured my back and then I had a more moved from stretching to an actual mobility warm-up. Which I actually wanted to get your guys' viewpoints as well. What, like, the difference between stretching and, you know, dynamic stretching and static stretching versus actual mobility warm-ups? Because I know for me now, I've got a particular 10-minute, like, warm-up that works for me. And it's mainly hips and abdomen area. Mm-hmm. And actually turning the abs on, I think, was a big one for me as well.
Yep.
Doing, you know, your side.
What kind of stuff were you doing, yeah?
I can't think of what that machine's calling, but that machine, the GHD machine.
45 dip.
Yeah, the 45 one. Yeah.
Back extension, yeah.
Just doing side crunches, 20 reps either side,
mm-hmm.
with a weight as well. And then obviously lower back and hamstrings with the turning those on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously just the stretching was the world's greatest stretch, which does your hips. And then a bit of T-spine. Mobility stretching as well. And since that, yeah, as you said, I haven't been injured since
at all.
So I think
who gave you that?
That was Cam Watkins.
Mm.
And then I kind of changed his with what you have in Helix. You've got, you know, your particular warm-ups if you want an upper body or lower body. So I kind of just brought the two together.
Mm.
But I think a big thing for me was turning the abs on, making sure they're tight, and for me, getting a sweat on before actually moving.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. There's two things that frustrate me is people that come in early and don't warm up and they just sit around and talk before a class. I'm like, all the chicks.
My wife's basically,
that one. And just like, you're there early, like you may as well fucking treat it. And then the other one is people that show up dead on time and don't warm up at all.
I don't know how people do that, eh?
Two things that annoy me most in the gym. But, you know, on your point, yeah, for sure. I kind of attack it like I hit my weak points usually or what I'm feeling fucked up in.
Yeah, right.
So if my back's super tight, I'll just like do, you know, tennis ball releases on my lower back, glutes, hips, like those kind of areas, and then activate them same as you.
Yeah,
just
even if you were going in doing bench press, for example, you wouldn't hit anything to do
with it. I'd do that as well. Usually I get like 20 minutes, so I'd do 10 and 10.
Yeah.
So just go in, hit my fucked up areas, and then warm up the areas.
Yeah.
Similar method to you do.
Yeah.
I usually get a couple extra minutes on you, so that's what I'm doing at the start. Yeah, it works for me. Today I was real fucked up, but I just knew that it was from Saturday, so I was like, don't train. And I woke up and Steph was like, let's train. And then I was like, let's train. And then it was all over for me from there. So yeah, it works for me. What works for you, Sherry?
Yeah, just, I mean, you asked about the mobility and the stretching. I think like mobility is more of a longer game, isn't it?
Mm.
And then the stretching is sort of here and now. But for me, I've also just got a routine. So I'm much like you. I'll go through like, roll my back, just stretch out, and then like whatever we're particularly doing. So if it's deadies, I'll just start getting the hammies and the lats and everything like that done. But if I don't come in and like do my hip flexors, and maybe it's because I sit on my ass all day at work, that's the real piece. And then like the hip flexors are just nowhere, then the squats are nowhere, the snatches. So, but it's been good. Like you've seen, like I reckon you'll see with Ali, he's probably his best 12-week block in a long time. Like I know he's always been finding niggles and stuff, but he's actually been getting in early and actually stretching.
Yeah.
So, like, by the time we're starting the class, the kid's got a sweat on almost.
Makes a massive
difference. You know, I think it's because he got injured and he realized, the same as me, you realize that, fuck, hang on, as we are obviously getting older as well, go to actually fucking warm up. So, I think getting injured for him, doing his backing was actually the best thing.
Because I remember, like, him and Pat used to, like, fly in that car park at, like, 5-2. Like, with 5 minutes to go. But they've actually been pretty good at coming in and stretching. You can see the people that, even today, because it was such a mixed bag of the different timings and classes, there was a lot of people. Yeah. You can see the people who arrive earliest and start stretching
with
properly.
With intention,
like even Jack. Jack was there nice and early stretching. And they're the people who generally, when you watch, they're training properly as well.
Yeah. On that point, I wanted to ask you, why do you think people don't follow the program? in terms of like numbers, besides ego, like, you know, and all that. Like,
comfort. Going too heavy or not going heavy enough or just
whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, both.
Going too heavy, I think just the like excitement and bit of ego goes over, and then not going heavy enough, I think that's just, again, confidence. Like, the people that don't go heavy enough probably also fail in testing week and then like don't lift as much and then never catch up. Eh? Like, get out of the bar and fucking don't be a bitch for a bit, and then you realize you can go stronger and stronger.
Yeah, because I was watching Sinead and Pat and I was like, that's not their numbers, like, because I was doing the math in my head. Then I walk over and I ask them, I was like, show me your phone, and then they showed me and I'm like, why are you not doing my numbers? And they couldn't give doing your numbers, and I was like, they couldn't give me an answer. Yeah. And I was like, why wouldn't they? Do they not know? Is it like an education piece? Like, is it like, what, why would people not do their numbers?
Or is it just,
and like, I know you both listen to this, so fucking get it together.
Yeah.
What do you not
is it maybe because they're feeling good on the day, so they're like, oh, that's only 70%, I can go 80%.
No, they don't, they undershoot.
Oh, undershoot.
Yeah, they undershoot their numbers.
Oh, fuck knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect them both to undershoot. I can't imagine
that. Look, the thing that I will say just about the snatch one, like, because we're working off a 1RM, like, I feel like, firstly, every time I've hit a 100 1RM, it's like a fucking fluke, like I've just pulled and yeeted it, you know? So, for me to back work to, like, an 80%, it's actually a real fucking grind.
Mm.
It's almost like my number needs to be 90, then 80% of that. But, like, me and Ali today, we've followed, and look, that's been a good thing about you, because you were the fucking worst one when it comes to it.
Yeah.
But like, now you're pulling out like the blue plates, the yellow plates, and you're down to the kilogram at the moment, and it's been really, really good. Yeah, everybody's sticking to it.
Mm.
But I think people don't do it.
It's not just those two girls. Like,
it's everyone.
I watched like 30% of people don't follow their numbers.
And Ryan, I'm like, Ryan's a big one.
And then when they go and they don't, they go too hard, and then like when they're feeling shit, they undershoot. So I'm like, wouldn't you just follow the numbers and then you do it properly for 12 weeks rather than undershoot and overshoot?
Yeah, it's about having that end in mind, like knowing that, hey, this is, it's 12 weeks is a long road.
Bro.
It's a big road.
Like, last year, I definitely didn't follow it as I should. Like, as close as I should, but this, definitely this year, like, numbers and numbers, that's it. Like, I've been pulling Ryan fucking up because he's the same. He loves to go over his numbers every fucking time, especially.
Does he? I thought he was by the book.
Bro, nah, I see his last.
He's always fucking over. I'm like, really? Nah. He's like, what numbers are you doing? I'm like, my numbers. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll probably do this.
But he doesn't skip a rep, though, does he?
Yeah, like, he grinds, dude.
He grinds. Every time I see him, he is always, like, doing the exact reps and that,
Which, I mean, that's what I used to do last year, and then this year I was like, Let's fucking stick. Clearly, it's fucking written for a reason.
Yeah, but to imagine maximally sending your body 5 days a week, like as close to red line as possible, like that is not good for you.
I think what it takes is maybe he'll get it, or maybe the people that don't follow it and go too hard need to get injured, exactly like myself and what Ali did. And now, since that fucking injury, man, I never want to have that injury ever again in my entire fucking life, and I don't wish upon anyone.
Mm.
That back injury was gnarly, but since then, like, fucking bang on.
Just get a reality check, I think, at some point.
Yeah,
you realize you're not 21 anymore. Like, fucking, I mean, I'm 26 now, peak still, but fucking.
You don't recover like you're 21.
Huh?
You don't recover like you're 21.
Yeah, fuck no. Which is a big thing with these cooldowns that we've been doing. Which again, I want to touch on your fucking compounding interest podcast you did the previous couple of days.
Yeah, thanks for messaging me, man.
That's a big one.
Big love.
Yeah, that's a big one though. The cooldown. So we've been doing what 5-10 after every session.
Yep.
I think that's what has helped massively as well, because obviously I stretch in the arvos as well, but these cooldowns, these quick 5-minute cooldowns, as you said, turning the body off or making your mind know that it's time to switch off now, and then doing that 5 times a week, 25 minutes a week, and then you worked out the fucking numbers with the compounding.
It's like a day per year,
and I think if you stick to that with the year, that should, we should, our body should be fucking point on point following it.
Should see you over. Sharad, how are you finding the cooldowns?
Yeah, good.
I get cut when we don't do it. Like today, I was like,
I like it. And something about it, like even just once again, the kid, like we're like just huddling again. One last time.
Yeah, you have a chat about the fucking workout.
Yeah.
You're all fucking dying.
And just trying to catch it, because we go straight from conditioning into it. And they're like, everyone's just dying.
Everyone's blowing.
I just suck at it, man. Like my, like especially in my torso and that, I'm just fucking, I said to you today, like I need to do something in my thoracic.
Yeah, bro. Just so I'm a brick. It's hard to like get out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so tight.
Do you reckon these cooldowns have been helping you?
They help me, but if you think about like the, I'm not, it's not because I'm fucking hell strong, but like the load you put through your body is just going to like, it's obviously not good for you over the long term.
Yeah.
Like in a full snatch position, squatting that many reps and that much weight. Like I text Sharad this morning, my volume is up like 1,000 kilos from last week. Like that's 1,000 extra kilos I put through in an hour. There's a lot of weight, you know? Like, there's going to be some consequences to that.
So is that, is what are we, like 2 or 3% up, are we, on prior?
Yeah, so this cycle we're doing is a little different. So we go medium, hard, next week's a deload, and then back to medium.
Yeah.
And we change program. So medium, hard, deload, medium.
So will week three will be deload?
Week three, deload, week four, back to normal, then we start a new program.
And will week four's percentages at medium be the same as week one?
Similar,
yeah, cool.
So we should, next week should be good. I checked the numbers and I was like, oh, that looks easy.
Yeah.
I'll piss that in. But because today fucked me. Like, that was fucking hard.
Yeah. Well,
how do you find,
yeah,
how do you find programming two different programs?
I enjoy it. Like, dude, honestly, I get the biggest shiny object syndrome. Usually on the weekends, I'll go through and I'll just like look at the research. I'll be like, what's happening in strength and conditioning? I'll start reading articles, looking at programs, doing stuff. And I'm like, yeah, we should do that. And then I'm like, fuck, we've got 11 more weeks of this.
Yeah.
And then I got to calm myself down. So I just love reading.
What made you bring these cooldowns in? Because that's only cycle eight you brought this in.
Actually inspired by Jits.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we do it at Jits 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Every set.
At the end. Yeah.
And it's like forced, and it's like a real, because the dude I trained was Brazilian. And if you ever met Brazilians, they're like hell fun and hell funny. And he just pulls up his...
I love their accent.
For 15 minutes. He's like, hey, man, yeah, Tim from Instagram, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. And I'm just like, man, just fucking rips the piss out of me. And I think it's hell funny. So, or like, I could only justify 5 minutes to the end of it. I can't do 15. Yeah. You know, like,
no, it's just not us, is
too
it?
Much.
Like,
no, it's not us.
There'd be a big difference between off for your body if, obviously, warm-ups prior, cool down straight away after. And then what about what would the difference be with your body when you're doing... stretching like in the arvo, so after like 6 hours after working out.
Yeah, I kind of feel because we're already warm, it's good. We can get some length on.
You can get depth, deeper, yeah, right? Yeah,
length
sure.
and depth. I'm going to do stretching and yoga this arvo. We'll see how you go because I'm fucking crippled today. So I'll let you know how I go. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing. And I think like the podcast wouldn't be the podcast if we didn't talk about China. And we got Tim Foyle Hat Man today. So
trying to squeeze something out of you.
It's been a while.
Tim Foyle Hat Man. So we need to talk about BRICS, B-R-I-I-C-S. Clint, what is it? What does it stand for? What's going on? What's the gist?
So, China, they've been quiet, kind of quiet, but at the same time, they haven't. They've been doing a lot of things back in the day, not back in the day, behind closed doors while we're busy about fucking whatever's going on in our worlds at the moment. But BRICS is Brazil. It's the new like alliance that they've formed. So it's Brazil, Russia, Indonesia, India, China, and Saudi Arabia have since joined as well. And I think Sri Lanka, there's like 30-something countries still waiting to come on that list as well. Obviously, everyone but the Western people. Besides the United Kingdom, they're apparently joined this alliance as well. Not the EU, the United Kingdom. What the difference is, I don't know. So, not England or like... British or it's just the United Kingdom. So I don't know.
So that's Scotland, Ireland, and England.
I don't know. I didn't dive into that bit yet. I only saw that just this morning that they've joined. But pretty much all those people there that I've just named no longer are using or like trading with the US dollar, like or like comparing with the US dollar. They're now going to be using the China dollar, which I'm not too sure.
The China dollar.
I think it's called...
is it called the yen?
That's Japanese. Japanese. It's called...
fuck, ignorant.
You are some Chinese name. I'm sure the Chinese people out there can help us out with that one. But yeah, so they're doing a whole lot of oil deals with Saudi Arabia, which is obviously a big no-no for us. Like, we kind of want the oil price to stay the same, which I think we've kept ours at like $60 a US barrel.
Yeah.
$60 US a barrel. So what this means for the rest of the world,
yeah, what's the big play? Like, why? What are they doing?
Well, why? Obviously, the US has been in the powerhouse since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Really, since World War I. The US has been the powerhouse. They've always been, like, everyone's always traded against the US dollar, which always means, like, if you're trading against your currency, then obviously you've got the Reserve Bank as well. Everyone trades against yours. You're the one that everyone relies on. So... while we're all wondering what we are and all that, what gender and all that we are, these guys have done their own agreement. Big one, obviously, is China and Russia. We don't want them to be friends. Nobody wants them to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And North Korea. So they're going to dinners together. All these people, like, usually, obviously, we used to think that these people want to kill each other, but now these guys are forming an alliance.
All friends, yeah.
What this means for us is, well, now instead of just versing Russia, if World War III did kick off, we'll now be obviously versing Russia, China, Brazil, everyone else that's named up there, because obviously they'd be backing them, not us, because obviously they're using their dollar and all that.
Mm.
So, bit dodgy.
I'd like to see Australia just turn into a bit of a Switzerland and just be like, well, yeah, we don't take sides.
We kind of are.
We probably have to, man. Like, yeah, we're all the way down here by ourselves. We're a tiny little population.
We have nothing.
And we're just surrounded by, like, we got Russia, China to the north of us. And, oh, it's not good.
But for us, though, we obviously have a lot of minerals, a lot of, like, very high, like, worth minerals, uranium, ore, or, like, a lot of ore.
It'd be a lovely country to take over.
Yeah, but so
it'd be the best to take over.
Well, it just fueled the rest of your war.
Well, I think
and
China owned like 90% of our mine sites, which I blew my fucking mind.
I think they own one or two ports. Even
they
own Geraldton port.
Insane, eh? So
Geraldton, that's not far away.
We'd be taken over by them. That's not a fucking good thing. I don't really want to be taken over by China, eh?
I don't think we're gonna have like a say in it.
Yeah, I don't think we have a say at all.
Well, this could be in 20 years. This could be filmed in Mandarin.
Dude, less.
We'll just be sitting here. Less.
Yeah. And I don't think
I'll probably just move out to the country. Just
would
like, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'll join the CCP and get on with it.
Yeah. Fucking why not?
I'll try and work my way up.
Full communist mode.
Yeah, I'll be snitching.
Yeah.
Calling on my neighbours.
Yeah. I'll probably just move to Germany.
A lot of people, Germany have now joined BRICS as well. So
really?
They've always been a part of our alliance, always.
Yeah.
Germany have joined BRICS. Like, a lot of people are
joining. They're smart, bro. If they're doing it, you just follow them.
Yeah.
They are the European Japanese.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of people obviously have an ignorance to this and live under a fucking rock, which is fair, but. The world as we see it in the next 3 years may be a little bit different, eh?
Mm.
Just a little bit.
Seems like it's heading that way. USA are losing grip. I hope for their sake they can get it back.
Well, yeah. I hope for our sake. Well. Like
what's the solution? Starts with a T, ends with a P.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trumpy comes back. Because Trump was like mates with the Brazilian guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was mates with all of them.
And he was mates with all of them. There was no wars happening when Trumpy was. I mean, obviously.
He even visited the little rocket man.
Yeah. Fucking shook his hand. Come on in, fucking.
And
yeah.
That was actually, like, I know that's everybody jokes about it, but for him to have stepped over that demilitarized zone.
The first person
and
ever
gone
to do
into
that.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Anyone else would have got shot.
Yeah.
On fucking right there and then, but it's because it's Trumpy. He's making friends with him. He's shaking Pootie's hand. And he's making sure Pootie knows who his boss as well. You know, pulls him in and all that. And now you got fucking Biden talking about ice cream.
Can I just say, if we lived in Russia, us three, like, we would have posters of Putin on our wall.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
You know that
dude,
guy, like, that. Rides horseback with no shirt on and stuff and wrestles. Like,
bro, suppose he's got cancer.
He's a man.
He's
a man.
Biden's got a Zimmer frame.
Yeah.
Biden rides a bike and fucking falls off.
And ice cream.
Can't believe how many times he's fallen.
Who is our prime minister? Like, who's our
Albanese? Yeah, that can't.
You know who
we've always got lame as fuck ones.
Yeah,
like the best one was Kevin 07.
Kevin 07.
When I moved to Australia, John Howard.
Johnny
Howard was a lad. Him and Costello.
That's a man.
So far, yeah, because they've all just been really weird nerds. Like Kevin 07, fucking Julia.
Who was the one who...
Quinton Alpha Male.
Yeah, what about the
name Julia fucking...
Gillard, Jay Gill.
Who downed the pint?
Oh, that old fella. At the cricket?
Yeah.
He was before Howard. John Howard, he was... what's his name?
It's not Bob Hawkes, is it?
He was before Howard, sure.
Yeah, like just straight talking, like to the point,
Aussie.
Yeah.
Just a standard Aussie bloke. And
not the dudes hiding behind.
And then you had Harold Holt.
Who was that other cunt? Adam fucking... The Speedos wearing.
Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott. He's a big like Western Suburbs sort of boy.
I didn't mind him.
He was alright.
Yeah.
He's liberals.
Yeah,
Shout out to liberals.
We got all these fuckheads in charge now.
We got fucking. But, I mean, they don't really do anything, though, do they?
Nah.
In Australia, we don't really matter.
No. And you know who Harold Holt is, yeah? You know the saying. He's done the Harold Holt.
Who?
Harold Holt.
Never heard of
him. He's the prime minister that went for a swim and never came back out the ocean. That's
really?
Where the saying goes, oh, he's done a Harold Holt.
He just died.
He just disappeared. Went into the ocean, never came. China. It was a Chinese submarine, I reckon.
Yeah, he picked him up.
Yeah,
you come with us, no boss.
Yeah.
I miss seeing fucking Kevin O'Sullivan.
Anyway. Any of the PMs were like gym goers or they would like jacked and doing powerlifting, Olympic lifting, I would campaign for them.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, let's get this guy.
And
I'd run a fucking...
Why don't you run locally?
Nah. I got too much shit on me. We had this conversation briefly the other week and Steph and I were talking about if either of us actually go viral, I'd be fucked. Like, so many people have shit on me and like pictures, videos, you know.
Yeah, but who cares?
I've said
who
some
cares?
Fucking...
Everyone's got,
I've said the wildest shit online.
But you just transcend. You go to like the Joe Rogan where you just cannot be cancelled.
You'd have to do what, who was it? Some Aussie cunt out there fucking 3 years ago, he said something about this lefty being gay or something, and then fucking 3 years later, they pulled him up on it, and now he has to apologise. He had to do a public apology and all that.
And you'd be the worst, because you just wouldn't apologise. You would go, okay, I'll do a new sound then, and go,
what's happened?
It really is a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
And then last topic, we want to go through Europe because I feel like Sherrod and I are just wise masters of Europe. And we want to give our young friend over here, Tinfoil Hatman, some info on Europe. So, Clint, you're going on holiday. When's this? What's happening?
I won't say when, but we are going to Europe this year. And so we're going.
Won't say when. Someone's going to find you.
Yeah, someone might fucking come pick me up or come break into my fucking house. Could be true. Never know. So we're doing a Kentucky sail, Croatia for 8 days, and then 2 days, I think, 2.5 days or 1.5 days in Amsterdam, just as the stopover to come home. Never been to Europe, been to Asia.
So what's your total time in Europe?
Total time in Europe, 12 days, I think.
Quick,
so you got some times.
Yeah.
You got some time.
Yeah,
so
well,
yeah.
Keanu's a teacher, so we only got 2 weeks.
Steph told me, and she was like, yeah, they're going to Amsterdam for a week. And I was like, fuck no. Don't go to Amsterdam for a week, man. That place sucks.
Yeah. I think we've got pretty much a full day in Amsterdam.
Okay, cool.
Or maybe a day and a half. So, remember Gemma Pearson? Yeah, she's come with us as well. So, I know what I'll be doing in Amsterdam. Recovering from the boat trip while Keanu and Gemma want to go to the, like...
Van Gaal.
Yeah, the house and
shit. And Frank's house.
It's fucking gay. It's lame as fuck.
I'm going to go find a nice cafe.
Sherrod, what are your top five places in Europe?
Oh, fuck. No, just you called Anne Frank's house gay. What's my top
five places in
places?
Europe?
Places?
Yeah, cities.
I love... when it comes to history, I'm just a...
Yeah, same.
Like
I fucking
nerd,
loved
man.
It.
So, even just London, walking around London, knowing that it's like been one of the centre points in civilization.
So expensive.
Yeah. But I mean, just the history there is sensational.
In London... Troop me the fuck out. There's a school that Gemma and Georgia moved over east. Over to Europe. There's a school there that was founded in 1646.
Yeah,
in London.
Easy.
Yeah, bro. Six people ago.
Are you fucking serious, can't
I believe that.
Sorry, but as you were saying.
London.
London. Lagos was good, obviously, in Portugal. Just a little party town. Amsterdam was okay. I've been there like 3 times. Interesting for different reasons.
Did you go there single?
Yeah.
Did you go there?
Twice single, once with Katie.
Get around the red light district?
Yeah,
apparently there's a red light district.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah. No, my mates reckon it doesn't count losing your virginity. No.
So Lagos.
I really, really liked Poland, Krakow, just because we were there in summer and it had like a dumpling festival in there. That was awesome. And then Berlin. Just once again, because we stayed... Berlin's such an interesting... There's so much architecture from after the World War II when those diced up into the four sectors, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we stayed in a place called Mitte, which was one of the like most heavily bombed. And
Mitte?
It was
it's middle.
And it was... that's it, yeah. And it was rebuilt by the Russians. So all the architecture and everything just looks Soviet.
Yeah.
But it's probably one of the best experiences we had over there. We went to like a night market, food market, and it was just sensational. Like... It's random. Like, I was eating oysters from France at this German
night market,
but just the atmosphere there. And like, Berlin's pretty... It's pretty out there place.
Bro, it's wild.
It's really out there.
Dude, it's like Melbourne on steroids, but way cooler. Like, everyone in Melbourne thinks they're cool. Everyone in Berlin is actually cool.
I reckon it's the most progressive city I've ever seen or been in.
So Melbourne has like a lot of hipsters, but Berlin has like cool hipsters.
Like European hipsters.
Yeah,
like, they're just way cooler.
Yeah. What season did you go in? Cold or hot?
We went in July. So like peak season.
Yeah, dude,
so
I reckon, not because I'm German, but Berlin's the best city in the world.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In the world.
Dude, so sick. The nightlife there is ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, you can get anything you want. Like, you're like, oh, we'll go to Amsterdam and party. Bro, you'll party 10 times harder in Berlin.
Well, the underground scene in Berlin looks fucking insane.
Fucking
absolutely.
Same.
Yeah.
Dude, the nightclubs are like the craziest things you can ever imagine. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, the clubs in Perth are like bars over there.
Apparently, so Perth is a pretty big scene, for the whole party scene.
Really?
Yeah. So the DJs, like, you know, I like drum and bass a lot. And back in the younger days as well, a lot of DJs, obviously, I'd be following and whatnot, and they'd say Perth has one of the biggest fucking drum and bass scenes.
Yeah,
damn which is, big. I know, would be big over in Berlin as well.
I forget what the nightclub's called in Berlin. It's the like most famous one in the world.
It's a long, big, long. It's a warehouse, but a long, yeah. Long, skinny warehouse.
It took me a week to get in. Every night I tried, they wouldn't let me in.
That's the now that one you're talking about. I think it's called the Print Hall in the UK,
yeah, that's the one.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's closing down like 7 weeks or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 I know which one you're in. They have the light show at the moment. And that.
Yeah. So I tried this one 7 days in a row. Got in on the seventh day and then went in there and there's like, dude, 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a sex room.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's dark. You don't know what's going on in there. There's like a prayer room. There's like every kind of room you can imagine in this nightclub and it's in a, like a nuclear power plant.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like an old one. Dude, it's fucking...
They have way less rules over there, right? So I guess...
There's no rules.
Yeah,
you can do anything.
Fucking send a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it's like we were saying before...
Bro, it's people fighting in there and the security guards watching.
Yeah, it's just different, isn't it? Like, you know, that don't have the rules and all that stuff. But it's like, it's not like us, like we were saying before, like 21-year-old us, Aussies, would be like, I don't know, punch each other in the face and like there'd be bottle ends and all of a sudden. I don't know, they feel like Europeans, they just don't have that like binge drinking culture. They still get fucking absolutely mortal on drugs and that, but I feel like they're...
Yeah, they're controlled with it though.
Less fighting and less aggressive, like more love over there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... Real different.
Bro, the war shit is so sick.
Yeah,
as well.
I want to go do... So we're going to do in 2025 or 2024 like a winter version of Europe and go like do more of like a sightseeing Europe where this one's more of a fucking... It's a Kentucky, so it's just party fucking 12 days. But I'd like to go to and do all the war shit, that's for sure.
Yeah, we went on a... I went on a war trip. I can speak German and we went with a couple of my mates and there was only one guy that could not speak German that we're with or like understand it. And we went on this war trip and they were like in German. So it was cool for us. And then they asked the first question to my mate who couldn't speak German. And he was like, I don't know what you're saying. Basically, this entire trip was in German. It was fucking pretty sick. He was just like, he was just nodding. He was like, Dude, went through like Hitler's bunkers, all the bunkers in the World War. Still had all the guns in there. It was fucking sick.
What I'd like to see, I don't know if it's still there or something, the old Eagle's Nest.
Isn't that in Austria? Up in the...
Yeah, where like, the world...
There's a restaurant there now and stuff like that.
It's not history.
No, I think they've still got bits and pieces, but a lot of the stuff, like when the Allies came through, they blew a lot up, man.
I don't blame
like, got rid of a lot of stuff.
That's that TV show, Band of Brothers. That's where they end up in. What a TV show that is.
Yep.
But even just following like those footsteps, like... I think a lot of people should do it because it probably fucking make people appreciate what they have right now.
Dude, yeah.
Considering
it's humbling, Europe.
Yeah.
100%. And it was interesting, like, you go...
The food is so good.
Yeah.
You go and look at... I went to... It was like an old Nazi museum. And anyway, you're looking at the old... Because you've got to remember, they were just a political party. That's really the Nazi party. And you look at the sponsor book and there's like Samsung, Siemens, Puma, like all these brands,
Volkswagen.
You know, even Volkswagen. So the Volkswagen, a lot of people were promised this car and you had to put like, I don't know, just call it 10 German whatevers a week aside. A lot of people never, ever got their car because all that money was going to the war machine. And that's what it was about, you know?
Well, I think people don't even know Volkswagen and what's, there's another car brand. It was actually started from Adidas and Volkswagen.
And Porsche Nazis.
Porsche as well,
Porsche, all
obviously
of it.
Massive
Hugo, brand. Hugo Boss did the SS outfits.
Stuttgart.
Crazy,
yeah.
Yeah, imagine those, how tight those outfits were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick. and then like, Italy is sick, man.
Yeah.
Like, Italy's food fucking, Italy.
My gut wouldn't be able to handle it, but it'd be fucking weird.
Italy, bro. It's so lit there.
People reckon that, so I've got like a tender gut when it comes to like pasta and that, like gluten.
That's fine there because it's more pure.
Yeah, people say over there you don't have gluten intolerance because the pasta is...
Man, weird. those Mediterranean diets, like you walk around Italy, you don't have obesity.
Everyone is lean there.
And everyone smokes over there as
well.
Yeah. All the
smokes, drinks, like...
Men, yeah.
It's wild.
Easiest fucking life ever. They, what seems to be just farmland or farmers just fucking living off the earth, eating hell nice bread.
But I mean,
nice
you're going down to Croatia and they're very similar as well. Like you'll see
we do island hopping.
Croatia is sick.
Yeah, can't wait. The water, crystal clear. Apparently it's hell cold water as well.
Yeah, freezing.
Yeah, freezing.
We were there in summer and we stayed
at Adriatic Sea or something?
Yeah. We stayed in Hvar and then we went to another one of the islands.
Yeah, we're going there.
Kirka?
No, it's called Bruck or something like that, and it's quite famous for the point. But yeah, the water was freezing. Like, we got the best beaches in the world in Malibu here. Like, because when you're walking on the beach there, it's just rocks, like pebbles and rocks. It's actually quite sore. I know the water's clear in that, but still, like, we're so blessed with Malibu, eh? I honestly think Malibu's like the best beach in the world.
A lot of tourists say, like, Perth, especially Perth, WA, is the best beaches in the entire world.
It's when you go to Bali and, like, you got, like, the Europeans there, or, like, even people from India and they're, like, absolutely loving the beach in Seminyak. I'm like, I'm going to fucking put my foot in that.
Yeah, it's brown water. Brown, I mean, it's like volcanic dirt, sand and all that. But you got a fucking Rottnest, man. That's like Mediterranean, but like Aussie style.
Yes.
And it's like better.
Yep.
So nice.
I got a cool Europe story, and it's Croatia actually where you're going. So we were on a Croatian island, and I was with my friend Rob, and we were two girls that we'd met in Europe. And we were all single. So we were fucking having a huge night. And one of the girls was like, I'm going to go home with this dude. And we were fuck-eyed. Like, I'm talking like paralytic. Don't know what happened. We had a blowout. So we all had a fight. Like, all four of us. No one was talking to anyone. So this Nikki, she's from Perth, actually. She was like, I am going to go home with this dude. Fuck you. And I was like, cool. See ya. See you in the morning. And I woke up at like 10 a.m. because I was so fucking hungover. She wasn't home. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I woke up everyone else. And I was like, Nikki's not back. And we were like a little bit worried. So it went to 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 10 p.m. And obviously, we didn't go out the next night because we were so worried about this chick. It goes the next day. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what's the consulate's number? The Australian consulate. The chick's gone. Not come back.
Fuck.
Another day goes past. And then we're at breakfast. Like, you know, Europe, breakfast in Europe, you basically have like ice cream and cake. There's really? No like breakfast there.
There's no breakfast.
Yeah,
fuck,
dude, honestly. Shara's laughing because he knows how accurate that is. So two whole days go by and then she comes off a dinghy on the beach and we were like, Nikki. And then she was like, she lost her phone, had no money, had no card, had no nothing. She had to hitchhike her way back to where we were. The dude that she went home with took her to another island on a dinghy.
Wow.
In Croatia. That's and then she had no way. She had to hitchhike her way back.
And he just bailed on her.
Just bailed.
Fuck.
Yeah, so
fucking dumb bitches.
And we were, I was like ready to call her family and be like, she's dead.
Sorry. She went missing on this fucking trip, eh?
Yeah.
The islands are pretty close over there, eh?
Yeah. There's heaps of them.
But if you don't have a boat,
you've
got a hitchhike.
You're fucked, yeah. Fuck.
Have you you ever go anywhere around Greece? Did you go to Corfu?
No, I haven't been to Greece.
You've heard of the Pink Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like iconic. I don't know if it's still going, but like the Pink Palace. I'll leave that with you.
Just to set the scene for you and get you excited. So we had a V-dub Golf. I drove over. We were in like the country and we just come out and then you can just see islands on the horizon. Yeah, like sunset coming down. I'm waiting and supposedly there's a ferry. I'm on a dirt road. This ferry comes across, car drives on, and then you just get ferried out to an island and it's just like nightclub.
That's it.
Like just vibes.
I've heard of Hvar, wherever you fucking
pronounce it. It's so sick.
It's supposed to be the one, eh?
Yeah.
We're landing in Zagreb, which is the capital of Croatia, and then we're going to drive, I think it's like a 4-hour drive or something, south to Split.
Go to Kirka Falls on the way.
Yeah, is that, and apparently there's a big eye. There's a
is that the national park?
Yeah, national park, sick.
Is that the same thing? There's a big eye that's 100-something feet deep or something.
It's, yeah, could be that. Yeah.
So I thought that was cooler than rather than fucking waiting around in the airport and then catching a plane down to Split. We thought
drive. Way it's fucking sick.
Like $100 each.
Yeah.
And then Dubrovnik is Dubrovnik, so sick, man.
That's where they filmed Game of Thrones, eh?
Mm.
Yep.
Where else are we going?
When are you going? What month? You don't need to give us the dates, Clint.
Yeah, I'll bring up the itinerary.
We'll give you Clint's address. Tell him when you're out.
He's away from this to this.
Who's looking after Murph?
Someone. I don't know. I can't remember who we've organized.
He won't tell us. It's so secretive.
Such a conspiracy.
So secretive, yeah.
China will come and take your house.
We are going. Fuck, you boys might have to talk amongst yourselves.
That's fine. I'm going in August.
Oh, you're gone?
For a couple of weeks, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
We're road tripping.
Beautiful.
No plan.
Where are you picking up the car?
Rome.
Oh, are you flying straight into Rome?
To Rome, direct. Yeah. And then we're just, no plan.
That's one of like the cheapest flights, I believe, isn't
it? Dude, yeah,
like
bad,
Emirates,
eh?
Is it?
Dude, it was like 2K.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're trying to get frequent flyer points at the moment. It's $1.5 million to go business.
To go business.
Yeah. Like, we can't save that in 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah, you'd have to start hooking up your car to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, dude. We just can't get that many points in that time, which we'll cover.
$1.5 million each or?
Total.
Total, yeah. That's a lot of points.
Credit card?
Yeah, we got an Amex. You get 3-for-1
at
the moment. But still $500,000 in expenses in 3 months. We don't spend that.
Is that what it equates to?
Yeah, $500,000 in expenses. We got like $200,000 already in the first month.
Yeah, I've just got one, an Amex, the Qantas one.
Mm.
And then I just got a hooked up for work. So like anyone in this use ending for work, it just gets paid. And then obviously work puts in the next day.
Yeah.
So that's been great.
Yeah. You'll be getting a few, but yeah, it's devastating that we're not going to be able to fly for business. I might just upgrade.
It's probably 10K a person, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went a Nissan trip in 2019.
Yeah.
And they flew me and Katie, Emirates Business, to Prague and Vienna. Mm. And I was like, babe, like, I don't think I could ever see
Emirates
economy
is the best,
again.
Eh?
Yeah. And like, Emirates. I just Emirates couldn't, best, I don't know if I could do economy again, man.
And what's the other Arabic one?
Qatar,
yeah. They're
great. All of them are great, man. We're at the back of the bar drinking espresso martinis, 20,000 feet in the air.
We're flying to Dubai. I wish I stayed in Dubai now. I wanted to do like a night. If next time we go, probably next year, I reckon to stay a night or two in Dubai would be pretty sick, eh? Just to walk around the city.
It's all sick.
Yeah.
Anything out of Australia, sick.
So we're going to,
way better than Bali.
We're flying, we're getting on the boat in Split, going to Hvar, the island. Then off to Korčula. Oh, there's an ad. Then from Korčula, we're going to Dubrovnik.
Yep.
And then from there, we're going to Tristanik.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah. And then from there to Makasaka.
Yep.
How many islands are you doing?
Seven different islands. Fuck. 7 different days. 8 days total.
You going to Split?
Split, yeah. Mm. Split's at the very, Split at the start and end. So there's a little map. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stops.
Sick.
That'd be fucking sick.
I've
only been to like Asia, so yeah, Europe would be a nice change, eh?
I was doing a bottle of vodka at pre-drinks every day when I was in Europe for 2 months. Yeah, okay, I had liver damage when I got home.
But you just need to like kind of get back onto it just because otherwise you feel fucked up anyway.
Yeah.
I think the best thing doing it when we were younger with a mate was the hostels.
Oh,
because it didn't matter who you actually travel with. You can see why so many people travel by themselves because you just go and everyone sits on the balcony having pre-drinks. We're all going tonight. You just follow the crowd. It's just
the best, yeah. I went every trip on my own.
Have you done a sail, like a sail before?
Not a sail. I would just backpack around. Yeah. It was so fun.
That's what we're originally going to do, but then we're like, fuck it, this is easy to organize.
So are you going Sail Croatia, that brand? Yeah.
Kentucky, Sail Croatia.
So there'll be like there's 5 or 6 brands. Boats? Or
Hopefully you get mad cunts, because you get shit cunts.
From what I was doing research on, Kentucky's more mad cunts. Or like
the research points to be more mad. And top decks not
just
good.
Yeah, lame cunts.
More like and then there's another brand which is more like older people.
You're gonna be one of the oldest, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They'll be looking up to you.
But,
you'll be like, I'm pretty much number one.
Back in my day, boys.
Yeah.
I can imagine
you will be putting everyone away at drinking.
Fuck yeah,
dude. I was like 21 when I did a Kentucky, and I was a young, like, young.
You're going to be the dad now.
No, hopefully the young lads, keep me going, eh?
Yeah.
There were like 30-year-olds on my Kentucky when I did one around Europe, and I was like, lame. They were like married. I was like, you fucking faggots, get off.
See, that's more top deck. There was a lot more, I mean, I'm married, but fucking... Can still know
you're going to be the dad.
At least you'll have more disposable income than then. They'll be like eating biscuits and you'll be having a fucking steak sandwich.
I'm just watching everyone ring that fucking bell and going, you dickheads, you're costing yourselves money, and I'll fucking just drink it. Apparently there's a bell on the boat where you ring it and you buy everyone a shot. Me think I'm not ringing that fucking bell, cunt. You can ring the bell.
Nah, they'll be ringing it for you, man.
The young dickheads, and they'll fucking ring it. And I'll go, yes, boys.
I can only imagine, boys, we got a bell like this at the gym on Friday. I'm kind of a big deal there.
First time I went to Europe, and you just don't know how cheap the drinks are till you get there.
Really?
And I landed in Frankfurt, and there was 50-cent shots of Jaeger. I got to a bar and I was shouting everyone. It was like the most expensive night of my life, but because I was so excited that it was cheap.
I was thinking it's going to be fucking expensive.
Depends, man. Like I was paying 10 euros for a Heineken in Barcelona, but like in a proper nightclub in Barcelona. Same with Ibiza, things like that.
Ibiza's expensive.
But most of the other places, especially like where you're going and that, you should be able to get tins of beer, fucking nothing.
Well, apparently
don't buy it on the boat, buy it off and bring it on.
Yeah, well, apparently the boat's expensive. That's the most expensive one. You probably get it on a 7-Eleven.
That's probably where they make their money back on the Contiki.
Yeah.
And then fucking bring it on the boat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, can't wait.
You're going to have this fucking best time.
Fuck yeah.
Well, so am I, but yeah.
Should we do a Helix? Can we do a Helix camp to Croatia?
Yeah. Dude, there's a place called Mike's Gym in Spain. It's fucking sick. In Marbella.
Mike's Gym in Spain.
Yeah, it's a training camp. You go there and stay there. It's fucking sick.
Have you talked about that before?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it rings a bell for some reason.
Yeah, it's so good.
How long did you go there for?
I was there for a week, man.
And but you trained, partied.
No, nobody. You just like train. Live there.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick. There's an obstacle course there, like the one of the best OCR courses in the world.
So you got two choices when you go to Europe. You can either go there and fucking train or go there and do the complete opposite and fucking ruin the body.
Yeah.
Sign me up for the second one.
yeah, it's good to have both.
Yeah.
The middle's cool as well, Austria and Switzerland and shit. That's fucking sick.
Yeah. That's why I was like, fuck it, we're in our late 20s now. We may as well send it for a bit and then
100%.
We'll do the sightseeing shit.
I can't wait till when I'm 16. You know, you get those river cruises down the Rhine River.
Yeah.
And you know, you just come down and like bingo's at six, and you know,
you walk around and go, "Oh, this is nice."
And it goes for like six countries, but just stay on the boat on the water.
Dude, imagine that, six countries on a boat.
Actually, pretty cool. Yeah, it's very slow, but it goes through England night as well, doesn't it?
The Rhine River goes to Germany, Vienna, Austria, everywhere. Yeah, yeah, it's
slow,
massive.
Glass boat, eh? Yeah,
because we went on it when we went to Vienna and Prague, and beautiful as well. Like we were.
I feel like I've kayaked on it, maybe.
It's pretty fast flowing, eh?
Yeah, it's quick.
Like, you wouldn't want to, like, it'll take you. See, pretty fast.
Speaking of Vienna, different spot, but Venice is underwater now. Mm. They walk around in fucking gumboots.
Yeah, it was happening when I was there last
time.
Really?
It's good, like, full time to water. Mm. Fucking insane.
I didn't realise how close it was to the ocean.
Mm. It's on the ocean.
It's, yeah,
oh, well,
it's
there you go.
It's floating. Well, it was floating.
Yeah, they built around floating. What happens fucking... That's it.
So it's sinking. It's not the tide is rising.
Okay, the city
is sinking.
Right, it's not
so it's not global warming. Yeah.
So you do know Amsterdam and all of that is all on stilts.
Is Amsterdam on stilts?
Mate, it's on water.
Go and read the history of the Netherlands and Amsterdam and that, because that's a very, very old civilization. Yeah. Like, old. It's all on stilts. That's why when you walk in and you look at the houses, well, you'll see some houses like that.
Yeah, right.
When you see them like that.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What happens if it sinks? Fucking see you later.
I think just constant.
Yeah,
later,
boys.
Your problem.
Next. Just move out.
And I vote Trump and it won't happen.
Trumpy will stop global warming.
All right, guys. We're wrapping up, but obviously all opinions of ours are uneducated. We don't know what we're talking about.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for coming,
guys.
Thank
you.
Cheers.